This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, when it comes to, people always ask, well, what is our judicial system doing? What are we doing to fight crime? You know, it's chaos all across America. Apparently, the one thing they are very diligent on and super quick on is when it comes to President Trump. And so he is back in court. I believe Tuesday, this afternoon, he is going to appear in a federal courthouse in Miami. He is going to have a federal, he is facing federal charges and will be placed under arrest by U.S. Marshals and arraigned before a magistrate judge. He is expected to plead not guilty to the charges, as special counsel Jack Smith charged President Trump in a 37-count indictment, alleging that the former president mishandled classified documents brought to his Mar-a-Lago resort, engaged in a quote-unquote conspiracy to obstruct justice. Trump's aide, Walt Nauta, is also charged in the indictment and is expected to appear in court alongside the former president. Being a physician, you know, they take medical records very seriously. You want to get arrested. If you have medical records in your bathroom or by your shower, which we really wouldn't do, and I really don't think a former president would do either, just because you don't want to get them wet. Not exactly sure what these bathroom pictures really mean. I'm very confused by that. But we understand records are pretty serious, but is it serious enough to go to jail? Well, the counts have expanded to include espionage, conspiracy to obstruct justice, and prosecutors think they could use that to put Trump in jail. Now, he was indicted earlier this year by a Manhattan District Attorney's Office on charges related to hush money payments to, was it Stormy Daniels? But Smith's indictment is unique in that it marks the first federal charges against the former president. The court proceedings are going to be routine. I believe he's not going to do a mugshot. They're going to use a stock photo. So once inside the building, he's going to be placed under arrest and processed. Deputy U.S. Marshals are expected to take Trump's fingerprints electronically. No mugshot. Then Trump and his attorneys will appear before the magistrate judge, Jonathan Goodman, for his arraignment and initial appearance. The judge will confirm with Trump that he understands his rights under the Sixth Amendment, including his right to a speedy trial. Trump's attorneys will likely waive a formal reading of the indictment, and the former president is expected to enter a plea of not guilty to all 37 charges. Federal prosecutors are, according to CNN, expected to ask the magistrate judge to limit his communications with any potential witness to guard against possible witness tampering. Trump will be released pending trial on personal recognizance. Personal recognizance is a no-cost bond, which would not be a financial provision ensuring future appearances. Instead, the defendants are taken at the word that they'll come back to court when needed. To see this happen with the president, it's mind-boggling. But what's also mind-boggling is how if boxes of classified documents when you're president, right, were shockingly found when you would think whoever is the librarian for these would have known he had them the whole time. I mean, obviously you check out a classified document. If somebody comes to the president and says, we have, this is from the Pentagon. Obviously the Pentagon has a paper trail, so I'm not exactly sure why this is confusing. Also, why didn't anybody say anything when he was moving out of the White House? You would think that when you're moving out of the White House, somebody would say, oh, you can't take those boxes or you can't take that. I mean, somebody could take the furniture. There's obviously people there saying you can't do that. Not sure. And then We have the case with President Biden, Hillary Clinton, and we still nothing on that. Now, everybody's saying the big difference between President Biden is the second they found that there were records, he immediately complied. All right, but somebody could say he was asked when he went through security clearance if he had classified documents. If he said no, then that's an obstruction. And I'm not saying this to be anti-Biden or anti-Trump or whatever, but, you know, if when you get your security clearances, you have to, on a very frequent basis, show that you are honoring the security codes and you are not violating it. So my guess is there is somewhere written where Mike Pence, Joe Biden, had sworn that they didn't have or were not inappropriately storing classified documents. So would that be obstruction? And I'm not saying I want everybody to go to jail, but there has to be a little bit of consistency. I mean, this is going to be a big circus today in Miami. It's going to be causing taxpayer dollars, and many individuals are America split. Some people are like, yay, well, they finally got him. This is like the Al Capone way of bringing him down. We got him because he had boxes by his toilet. And then others are going, I don't get it. So the president had documents. And they, can we move on? Can we get this country fixed? Biden had documents too. What's the big deal? Let's go. So it is concerning, because if the country continues to look like it's all about Trump, it's all about Trump, then that looks like that they're biased. And we don't want a biased DOJ. We don't want a biased FBI. We also, mind you, in the medical field and all fields, there is a code, there's a sanctity to documents, but there's also a checkout system. So if anybody like took out a check, like if I went to the hospital years ago when it was all paper, and I had to take a chart and review it, I had to check it out, just like a library. Do we not have that system? But it sounds like people were so shocked that the president had boxes. How did they not know he had boxes? If they gave him the documents, they knew he still had them. Why wasn't this all taken care of before he left office? Unless what he took wasn't that important, and now they're trying to make it important. So we'll see what happens, but it'll be another circus in Miami, and I just, they got to be consistent. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Let's go to our phone lines. We got Charles on the line. Hey, Charles, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Doctor. What a crazy show today. So you were speaking about homelessness earlier and unhoused people, and I've given this matter a lot of thought. You need to touch on the root of the problem. I would propose that if people would just step back from all these programs and funding and all that stuff and just really focus on the root of the problem, I kind of came up with something like, you know, there should be a separation of like home and marketplace. Like most people would think of the First Amendment as the right to free speech, but that's really an underlying principle in the First Amendment being government shall establish no religion and the right of the press to press shall not be abridged. So, you know, if people would just step back and think about what could be a principle of to be a separation of like home and marketplace, and what would the world look like using that as like a litmus test or something to bounce it off of, and from there it's like a springboard of all kinds of solutions that not only like take care of homelessness but shores up the marketplace, which is what I'm more interested in, is, you know, shedding the dead weight of residential side of the sector entirely. And, you know, I can give you probably 10 different things that could come from that right now. You know,
well, so clarify, Charles. It's fascinating what you're talking about. It's fascinating. So by not having the residential sector, you mean people would live in more communal sort of, you mean people
no,
would
not,
purchase
not
their...
at all. No, not at all. I'm talking about free market. I'm talking about, okay, here it is. Think of housing as an antitrust issue. For example, mm-hmm. I can't go to a seminar on flipping nuclear power plants, you know, on a leveraged buy and putting a nuclear power plant on a secondary market. I'm talking about private ownership, free market, going the other way from community living. That's the way we're going, and it's scary. I'm talking about thinking of it as an antitrust issue where, like, someone like AT&T, Bell Labs, they get so big, our government, our free market people start thinking, you know what, maybe we need to dial that back and spread it around. It happens every day. And so mm-hmm. I guess the bottom line would be a person, a human being, not a person by law, but a person cannot live in more than one house. So why does an entity like a corporation own 500 houses? Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what I'm getting at. And, you know, for example, one of the greatest crimes of the 20th century was when the housing crisis came, what the banks did, instead of shedding those homes through the foreclosure process at a fire sale, they said, no, we're going to keep you in your homes. We're going to rearrange the mortgages, and how good right. for us. But that was really, can you imagine if all those homes in 2008 went up for fire sale at the courthouse 90 days after they went into foreclosure? I mean, you could have bought a house for $20,000, right. you know what I mean, over the country. So, but if you just stay focused on what would that look like if there was a separation of home and marketplace, and you know, how a bank cannot live in a house, how a home real estate trust company cannot live in a house, you know, all kinds of things start to open up from there.
Also, China's buying up a lot of them and manipulating our prices, and that's we're allowing other entities to mess with our marketplace. We have in my neck of the woods.
I agree.
Yeah. People buying them up and then.
So that would be part of it.
Yep.
A foreign government buying our, like you said, one of our resources, that falls under antitrust. You mm-hmm. know, if somebody has equity that they want to invest, buy a franchise, buy a Baskin Robbins, you know, invest in, build a college, start a medical school, something like a car shop, you know, something like that.
Right.
But move this easy money out of just playing this musical chairs game by creating artificially scarcity. You know, in Sacramento 20 years ago, there was a Japanese billionaire that had 500 homes, and he sold them when Mr. Clinton defunded part of did the base closures. So we had a lot of bases up here, military, mm-hmm. and they closed. And so all of a sudden, there was this 5 o'clock news story of Japanese billionaire unloads 500 houses. Mm-hmm. And we all had this, like, deer in the headlights look like,
right.
what? 500? How does that even happen? And is that right? So, you know, the rub is like, okay, well, where does it end? You know, a guy who inherits a house from when his parents pass away, and now he has, like, a little supplemental thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this, you know. And, you know, so if you just give that some thought, you know, and what it does is, anecdotally, honestly, like, people have money and equity, like really rich people, aren't interested in broke people or poor people or the residential market. You know, it really angers us, you know, when, because it just keeps happening over and over and over again.
Yeah. So can I ask you something, Charles?
It would be better.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're there in California. What do you think Newsom, or what do you think they should do right now in the short term? What should they do to get people off the streets?
Okay, immediately, what they could do, no more foreign investment in housing, no more purchasing second homes, and that would be a big start. The other thing is, no, banks cannot own homes, for real banks cannot own homes. It takes one man, five guys, 2 months to build a house, and that's a long time. But it takes one man 20 years to pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong there. So immediately, that would open up a lot of inventory. Just simply get rid of it. You know, and I really mean that. And so, well, how does anybody afford a house then if the bank can't buy a home? You know what? Build and buy what people can afford. The other thing to do immediately would be to, right now, if a person wants to buy the architecturals for their house, they buy a home, a tract home in a subdivision, it costs maybe $20,000, $30,000, $10,000. I would propose for a city to put out calls for proposals for architecturals and a subdivision plan, and then instead of having one home builder come in to build the whole subdivision, there would be a list of qualified vendors, as it is now for local small home builders, that when a person buys a lot, they buy the architecturals at, from the people that's already paid for. The city owns them. And then they choose from a list of local home builders that are small and nimble instead of this boom and bust big home builder thing where a bunch of guys come in from out of town, they do the subdivision, then they leave, and now you got 200 guys on unemployment
and half
you know, for,
as well.
Throughout the whole state.
Yep.
Those are immediate things that could be done. I got to go. My address is
awesome, Charles.
I'll see
thank
you later.
For calling.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Yeah, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Very interesting. You know, I've always found it frustrating, and my family did too, because we had grown up poor, where you used to, when you moved into a house, that was what you either built, that's what you could afford. And the concept of borrowing, and I'm going to be in a $500,000 home or a multi-$1 million home, but I don't necessarily have to have the money because the bank does. We have a situation similar with health insurance, where I'm going to pay another entity to pay my medical bills because I can't pay my medical bills. Why don't we just have a medical system where the money you have covers the medical issue? And it seems like we've created all these middle people, but we have all these middle companies in the middle of it all, and you know, it is nice to be able to have a house with a pool. It allowed us to spoil ourselves. It allowed us to be able to, you know, if we couldn't afford the car, we get a car. But when I grew up and when I moved out, it took me a couple years to get a car, and the car I got was one that I didn't make payments but I didn't borrow. I just told the used car lot, look, I don't want to go through a bank. I will pay you. I'll make payments of $200 a month because I'm only making $4 an hour at Jack in the Box. And I will pay this car off, and I did. And I bought a Chevy Chevette with no air conditioning for $1,800. I probably got taken on it, but I didn't have any interest. And it was great that the company worked with me on that. You know, it was a small-time used car lot. But we have a system now that nobody could afford what they want and what they need. And so instead, we have to have the help of all these other people. And, you know, how do we go back to that? You know, before Obamacare, you know, if somebody only had $25, that would be fine. I would see the patient for $25. But now, because there's surgery and cancer and all that, you know, the average person doesn't have money for that. The average person can't afford it, so now we have to pay a company to pay, by the way, pennies on the dollar for it. The system's messed up. 1-877-DOCDALLY.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. The crowds are growing outside the federal courthouse in Miami as former President Trump will be entering the building to be arraigned on 37 felony counts for hiding classified documents at his Palm Beach home. Authorities say the body recovered from that burned-out wreckage of a tanker that caught fire Sunday in Philadelphia is the driver. The fire from the crash collapsed a section of Interstate 95. The Labor Department says last month's inflation rate was at its lowest rate in more than 2 years. The consumer price index rose by 0.1% in May, bringing the annual inflation rate down to 4%. Grubhub is shedding jobs. The food delivery service says it'll lay off about 400 people, but they will all get at least 16 weeks of severance pay. Thursday will be huge in Denver. Hundreds of thousands of Nuggets fans will gather downtown to celebrate the team's NBA championship. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Michael asked if I asked ChatGTP what's a woman. I did. Let me see if I still have my answer. I don't know if I have my ChatGTP up. Yep. So I asked ChatGTP a couple things because there's been a lot of questions on how do you define a woman or a man. Some people are getting in trouble. Some people are getting fired. If then I'll do this right. And if OpenAI's ChatGTP or these other artificial intelligence platforms are going to be the say-all, and again, they could have bias, it's interesting to see where they're going with this. So when I asked, what is a woman? It said, a woman is an adult human female. Now, this has already been rejected by some universities. Universities will not say women are female. They said don't use those terms. So that's interesting that ChatGPT is using it. But again, I think it's a lot of their data is up until 2021, and it's been changing very quickly. But they say a woman is an adult human female. In terms of biological sex, women typically have two XX chromosomes. And they're right about that. There are some women with three X's or XXY or there's, you know, one X. But so they're right about that. Women typically have two X chromosomes. Reproductive anatomy that includes structures such as ovaries, fallopian tubes, uterus, and vagina, and secondary sexual characteristics such as breasts. ChatGPT says, however, it's important to recognize that not all individuals who identify as women may have the same biological characteristics. In addition to biological factors, gender identity also plays a significant role in defining what it means to be a woman. Gender identity refers to a person's deeply held sense of their own gender, this is ChatGPT, which may or may not align with the sex assigned to them at birth. Some individuals who are assigned female at birth identify and live as women, while others who have a gender identity that differs from the sex assigned to them. They conclude by saying it's important to respect and acknowledge that gender identity is a deeply personal and individual experience, and individuals should be able to self-identify, express their gender in a way that feels authentic to them. Society's understanding and acceptance of gender have evolved, and recognizing and affirming diverse gender identities is an important aspect of promoting inclusivity and respect for individuals' experiences. Okay, so they gave one paragraph to the science behind it, but then they had to immediately go into, even within the first paragraph, everything that's going on with society and gender identity. Where I find this fascinating, and they're right about how now gender identity is very fluid, it's very personal, but what I find fascinating, I don't know if I'm going to word this correctly, is when we ask, let's say, what is an insect? Okay, let me ask ChatGPT, what is an insect? And you do that. And we have insects in science. It says, an insect is a type of invertebrate animal, belongs to the class Insecta. Insects can be incredibly diverse. They have beetles. They have essential roles in ecosystems. But they don't bring up the identity. They don't bring up that some people might feel they're an insect. And they might have to be, they don't bring that up. If we ask, what is a vagina? Okay, we're just asking about anatomy. And let me see if it allows it here. They say the vagina is a part of a female reproductive system. It's a muscular canal that connects the uterus to the external opening of the female genitalia, where it's located. Right? And then they talk about it being elastic and flexible. It serves multiple structures. Then they conclude saying it's important to note that the term vagina specifically refers to the internal canal, while the external genitalia of the female reproductive system, including all the other ones, collectively contribute to the overall structure and function of the female genitalia. So they're able to without, when we talk about anatomical terms, they're able to not necessarily include, but somebody may identify or feel that they have a vagina based on changing their identity. But you see, not all the entries have that. And so, is a woman and a man a scientific term anymore? Or is it a societal term? Is female and male scientific anymore or not? Now, I guess there's a university that is now having a little bit of issues, and sometimes these people fall on themselves because they're trying to do what they think is right. But apparently, Johns Hopkins is not using the term woman from their newly inclusive language guide, and they're located in Baltimore, very well-known, prestigious. But they had some trouble when it came to identifying, writing it a certain way. So they say the current definition of lesbian describes it as a non-man attracted to non-men. Now, many women are like, where's the term woman? Gay men were still referred to as men. So Johns Hopkins allowed the word man to be used, but not woman. For lesbians, they called a non-man. They say, while past definitions refer to lesbian as a woman who is emotionally, romantically, and sexually attracted,
This updated definition includes non-binary people. But gay man, they're allowing man. So there's, again, is there consistency? What's going on here? And as a scientist, I just want to make sure that we are not confusing science. We're not confusing future scientists. We're not bending science. We're not shaping it. I have family members, who identify not as their biological sex. That's fine. I have family members on the LGBTQ community. I have family members on the heterosexual side. I have family members who are men, family members who are women. But you're ticking people off, and you're isolating them, and you're possibly hurting certain groups when you try to be progressive. Now women are upset that they can't even be included in the Johns Hopkins glossary. You have to either be a non-man or a man. So now we can't say woman? It shows that society doesn't know where we're going with that. Remember, I don't know, was it Stanford or Berkeley, where they had a list of terms that we, if we use, we need to convert? And they told us with woman, don't use female, but then they used female anyway later? I don't think even these academics know what to do. Because the deeper they go into it, the more they notice that they're actually excluding and hurting those. And if we go back to a true transgender individual wants to very quietly, personally, privately, subtly, become who they want to be. They don't want everybody documenting their transition. They don't want everybody up in their face. They probably don't want tax dollars. They don't want to be considered male anymore. They want to be considered female. They will become female in the world. And they'll be seen as that. And it's a private decision. And it's, so you take away woman. We're not going to let you use the term woman. All these transgender women that went through all the pain and expense to become a woman, now you're going to get rid of that? Yeah, well, we can't call you a woman anymore. We have to call you a non-man. Like, well, we don't want to be called a non-man. We went through all this to transition to a woman. I don't think they even know. I don't think anybody's even consulting the LGBTQ plus community. I think we have a whole bunch of academicians who think they know what to do, and then they are using these terms. But having man, non-man, that's going to tick off a lot of feminists. So, I don't know. They got to get this right. I mean, I understand they want to be more inclusive. But you could be hurting people in the process if you don't do it right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms,
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Lilia asks, where are we with the student loan payments and the student loan forgiveness? I don't have a lot of data on that. I know that the Supreme Court is, I believe, supposed to make some sort of ruling, and we're kind of, to me, I think they're going to be ruling against it because of overreach by Biden. But the payment pause on federal student loans was reliant on the COVID emergency that started 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, 3 years ago now. So it's it expired after, I believe, by September. I think the payment pause was begun by Donald Trump in March 2020, continued under Joe Biden, continued again, and they say the pause on payments and interest is still in effect, but set to expire 60 days after the Supreme Court rules on two cases that will determine the constitutionality of Biden's plan to forgive up to $20,000 per borrower if they got the Pell Grant, $10,000 if not. Now, usually the Supreme Court does the heaviest cases and gives us their ruling by the end of June, right before they go on vacation. It's kind of like, you know what, we're going to, you know, crop dust and then get the hell out of here. So we're probably not going to hear for another week or two. But then, as I said, if it is overturned, we probably aren't looking until September when people would have to resume payment of their student loans. I don't believe any interest accrued. It was all paused, so it was frozen in time. 40 million student loan borrowers have been tantalized and teased with the idea that they could be debt-free or lose a bunch of their debt and be given a $10,000 or $20,000 gift from Biden. The problem is it wasn't that easy. Biden versus Nebraska and the Department of Education versus Brown is addressing whether or not Biden had the authority to forgive student debt without congressional approval, and if the HEROES Act, which empowered the Secretary of Education to make changes to any provision of laws relating to student aid programs in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks, justified such a move. Now, it is a conservative majority, but they have ruled on things that did help the liberal side of things. But if they do find it unconstitutional, then Biden would have to, I guess, try to find another way, and I don't think he could do it by executive order. The payment pause would also end, and then the borrowers would go back to paying their bills. Everybody's like, oh, no, they're going to have to start budgeting, and they're going to be struggling again. And again, all of us that borrowed money, that's kind of what happens when you borrow money. You know, we were speaking about the housing crisis and Obamacare and things like that. I think it's ridiculous that you have to borrow money to go to school. These colleges are charging too much. That shouldn't be on you and me as a taxpayer. I am for student debt forgiveness done by the colleges, not by Biden, not by the taxpayer, not by printing new money, but all these colleges that got inflated fees, and I see the fees they got paid. I've paid them. They should be the ones saying, you know what? We will refund $10,000, refund $20,000. That's who should be doing it. Because I have medical students who have paid, what, $500,000, $600,000 for their education. That's ridiculous. And it wasn't worth it. We have a system where you have to be rich or you have to be able to borrow a crapload. And those individuals who can't borrow and who are working hard, you know, working hard, they don't get free college. I told you, you want to give everybody free college? End high school? After sophomore year, and make junior and senior year your associate's degree. There's your free college. It's already paid for. Maybe more kids will show up to class and pay attention knowing they're going to try to get a degree. Who says high school has to end when you're 18? Have high school end when you're 16, and then 17 and 18 is when you get your associate's degree. We could be saving a crap load of money. But instead, we just want to spend, spend, spend. In the Department of Education versus Brown, two plaintiffs, Myra Brown and Alexandra Taylor, argued that they would be harmed by Biden's plan since they wouldn't benefit from it. Brown is not eligible for relief from the plan, and Taylor is only eligible for $10,000 and not the full $20,000. Now, being ineligible, so like the big argument people have is, but I paid my student loans, that's not fair. That's not fair doesn't necessarily buy the Supreme Court swaying in their favor. You know, just because you were stupid to pay your loans off appropriately or to do what you were told and didn't kick the can down the road and say, you know what, maybe I'll just wait or default and see what happens. That's just not a, even though you and I would think, well, that would make sense. If you really screw over the millions of people that did pay their bills. Imagine people who just finished paying their student loans and they could have basically gotten $10,000 to $20,000. Yeah, they're mad. And it's not very popular with the Democrats as well. However, many people want college students as voters, and so they might forgo
their critique of it. I just want these college students to not have the ridiculous debt that these colleges are putting them into. I think college should be cheaper, especially since a lot of these professors are working from home. And I see what some of these professors are making. They're not really making a lot of money, those that are working from home. So did prices go down for the students? Michael Pierce, Director of Student Borrower Protection Center, a nonprofit advocacy organization dedicated to helping loan borrowers, called the standing arguments incredibly weak and poorly thought through. They say in one case, a pair of borrowers who are, quote-unquote, pissed, he says, that they didn't get theirs. There's a long history in the law about being grumpy about programs not benefiting you is not grounds to challenge them, he says. But the Biden versus Nebraska is the case that involves six Republican-led states, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, South Carolina, that argue Biden's plan is an overreach of his authority and that the states will financially suffer as a result. One of the nation's largest holders of student loans, MOHELA, or the Missouri Higher Education Loan Authority, would lose profits, and as a result, so would the states. They say internal documents released by MOHELA to fellow borrower advocacy organization Debt Collective after it filed a Freedom of Information Act request revealed that the opposite might be true. They might actually see some revenue. But the big concern that would bring in the Supreme Court is, can a president at will, when there is money coming into Congress has expenditures, there's a budget, can they say, you know what, we're just going to forgive? Can the president do that? And now that COVID isn't an emergency anymore, does he need to do that? It's just they promised it years ago. And they want everybody to have free college. Well, that's nice, but don't have the taxpayers pay it. Or whatever we're already paying for school, incorporate it into school. Don't have it add more. So here we are with threats of us going into default, us not having enough money, them having to raise taxes. Yet all that revenue from student loans, they don't want to take. It just doesn't make sense. So they say Biden is already thinking about a workaround and trying to find ways, because, again, he wants to make good. And honestly, this was a real debacle. It was during the Democratic primary. Everybody was trying to woo voters, saying, we're going to write off your student loan debt. All right. Well, Biden got into office. So, well, now what? And they got to be careful. This was a mess. You know how many students are like, well, do I pay or not? Now, fortunately, some are still paying. They're like, you know what? I just don't want to have this debt. I could have been paying off these last 3 years. But others are like, well, maybe something's going to happen. And then the next question is, well, wait a second. If this does go through and it was $10,000, then what's going to be next year? $50,000? Should we just not pay at all? You know, when you sign a contract, there's supposed to be some consistency with that contract. Now people are thinking, well, should I just not pay at all? 1-877-DUCK-DOLLAR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.